From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Good morning. This is the Sacramento Brief, your weekday roundup of overnight headlines and what's ahead across the city. I'm Carol. It's Friday, October 17th, 2025. Let's get you caught up. In news, a Colombian crime ring targeting jewelry stores across Northern California has been taken down thanks to Sacramento County detectives. The crew drilled through concrete walls, stealing over $1 million in jewelry before being caught mid-heist in Lodi early yesterday. Using drone surveillance and SWAT support, all 4 suspects were arrested and booked into the Sacramento County main jail, where they are being held without bail. In other news, Sacramento police are investigating a deadly shooting in Meadowview. Officers were called out around 9:30 last night to the area of 24th Street and Meadowview Road, where they found one person shot. Despite life-saving measures, the victim did not survive. Detectives are now working to piece together what led up to this shooting. In weather, we'll have a fun in the Sunday with 73 degrees and no clouds in sight. In traffic, heads up, weekend drivers, Caltrain is closing the westbound Business 80 to eastbound 50 connector for 70 hours. Yes, that's 70. Starting tonight at 8 p.m. through Monday at 6 p.m., crews are excavating and rebuilding part of the ramp as part of the $511 million Fix 50 project. Detours will send drivers through downtown via 10th Street, X Street, and Riverside before rejoining eastbound 50. Expect major delays through the Capital City Freeway corridor. Additionally, the Ironman Triathlon hits downtown Sacramento this weekend with major closures on Capitol Mall, Tower Bridge, Front Street through the weekend, peaking on Sunday the 19th. Expect detours from 6 a.m. to midnight on Sunday race day. Plus, Highway 50 ramps near downtown will also be closed from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So plan ahead and avoid those delays. In events, as mentioned, this weekend, downtown Sacramento turns into an endurance arena, the Ironman California Triathlon. Thousands of athletes will swim the American River, cycle through the Delta, and finish with a marathon around Capitol Mall. Expect major road closures again on Sunday, including the stretch of Capitol Mall, Tower Bridge Gateway, Front Street, and Highway 50 ramps. Between 5th Street and 15th Street, drivers should plan alternative routes through Monday morning. From the river's first splash to the final sprint, Sacramento will belong to the Iron Men and Women this weekend. Also this weekend, Lego lovers, get ready to build your weekend. The Brick Convention is coming to CalExpo tomorrow and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Experience life-size Lego creations, meet master builders, and shop rare sets and minifigures. It's a hands-on fun for all ages. Just remember, CalExpo does have a clear bag policy as well as an unattended minor policy, but you can find that information in the show notes.
That's all for today's Sacramento Brief. You'll find the links for today's events in the show notes. I'm Carol. Thank you for trusting me with your morning. Be safe, stay sharp, and I'll see you Monday.